Are you a parent or coach of an athlete aged 13 to 18? Are they receiving structured athletic development coaching or just training unsupervised, copy and pasting something from Instagram or bodybuilding.com, or training with a coach who isn't even qualified or experienced with youth athletes? Do you want to help your athlete improve their movement, nutrition, and mindset? Do you want to find a coach who specializes in youth athletes, has the highest level of qualifications, has over a decade of coaching experience and a proven track record of developing athletes for regional, national, and professional levels in multiple sports? Well, listen up, because this is for you. I've recently created two ways that young athletes can now work with me. Firstly, in person within our Athlete Academy after school sessions in Edinburgh, and secondly, via the Athlete Academy Online, our online training platform for young athletes without physical access to structured athletic development support. To find out more, head to our website, www.athleticevolution.co.uk, to inquire and find out more about the Athlete Academy, helping young athletes to improve movement, nutrition, and mindset to dominate in sport and in life. This podcast episode is sponsored by Statera. Statera is a web-based application that helps youth athletes and their stakeholders estimate training load, track maturation status, monitor readiness, and manage injury. Put together by coaches working with busy youth athletes, Statera helps keep things simple and brings together the most important training information in one place to ensure that effective athlete-centered decisions can be made. No more complicated Excel tutorials and spreadsheets, just upload your athlete's data and their training schedule and start to take control of their training commitments and workload. Make more informed decisions and protect your athlete's well-being, supporting their performance. Statera takes your data very seriously. GDPR compliant and registered with the ICO, choose from a range of maturation indices and validated measures, or customize your own. Statera can record any training variable, and all your data is fully exportable. To reach out today and get a free walkthrough, head over to www.statera.uk. That's S-T-A-T-E-R-A.uk. Welcome to the Athletic Evolution Podcast. Today, I'm speaking with Andy Bruce. Andy is an athletic development and physical wellbeing coach at Merchant Taylors School and leads the UKSCA Special Interest Group for Strength and Conditioning in Schools. His partner in Statera, Stephen, studied maths at Oxford and computer science at UCL and has a background coaching and competing in long-distance triathlon. After many races and many hours of talking, mainly nonsense, eventually they came up with an idea, and that idea was Statera. Through his work as a strength and conditioning coach, Andy often remarked on how difficult it was to accurately track the training of the youth and team athletes he was working with. He thought how great it would be to get all the information he needed on his athletes all in one place in a time-efficient way. As luck would have it, through a blend of personal interests and software development skills, Stephen had spent considerable time developing his own training diary. So, after some more talking and a few more races, Stephen began to develop a web application to solve Andy's puzzle. And so Statera was born. So welcome to the podcast, Andy. It's great to have you back.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, good. It's brilliant to get you on for a round two and to touch base on everything that's happened with Statera. Obviously, we spoke back in series one, episode six, and it was just in its infancy then, and things have kind of developed and grown since then. So for those who haven't come across you and your business partner, Statera, give us a bit of an insight in terms of the team behind Statera, who you are, what your context and background is, and yeah, give us some more information.
So I suppose I'll start with myself first, because that's the easiest thing that comes to mind. So I'm a strength and conditioning coach. I work in an independent school just outside of London. There are about 900 boys there. I've been working there for about 5 years or so, and have very much developed the strength and conditioning offering we have over a period of time. It's been a slow start, just starting out with just six of the sports scholars in a lunch break, and then building up the offering to over 150 to 200 boys registered for the gym option at the school, providing strength and conditioning to all the different sports that the school offers. Then sort of COVID threw a spanner in the works. I also sit on the special interest group for the UKSCA strength and conditioning schools group, and so hoping to develop a few of the important questions and some tangible offerings to the community of coaches out there who work in schools as well. So that's sort of what I do, and what leads me to my interest in strength conditioning and measuring workload in youth athletes. My partner in crime, should I describe him as, is Stephen. He's a maths graduate from Oxford and worked as a triathlon coach for a while, sort of self-employed triathlon coach, big interest in sort of Ironman training and racing. And through our sort of joint interest in that, we got involved in something called swim run. So we do these sort of swim run races, which are long distance. Well, they can be quite short distance, but long distance, running around in a wetsuit, swimming around in your shoes. And you race in pairs. So we decided to race as a pair, and the race is taking their time, obviously offers up a lot of chance for conversation. So we had a lot of time to talk. He talked about maths and computer science, where he went back to do a sort of a master's recently. He's a programmer and has developed his own sort of training diary to measuring his workload and things like that. And I was talking about issues in strength and conditioning and trying to get the right data in the right place. And we found a good partnership there in being able to build something called Statera, which hopefully goes some way to start to solve that problem of essentially getting all the data that you need for what it might be to work with a youth athlete in a confusing and busy system and put it all in one page, essentially. So yeah, Stephen does the maths and the computer science aspect of it. I bring my limited experience to the table in some problems to try to solve and what doesn't work and what does work. And yeah, that's how we came up with Statera, really.
So you've obviously mentioned a few kind of problems, but what's the main kind of problem that Statera is looking to solve in this population?
You have a lot of technology out there now that offers a tremendous amount of depth of data. So if you have a GPS unit, for example, you get hundreds of variables per second that'll tell you everything you need to know about how that player may or may not have been moving around a pitch for a fixture or a game or their training session. The main issue in a school environment, and certainly with a youth athlete, in my opinion, is the breadth of activities that they're involved with. So I can plan an S&C session within a minute or to the second or a kilogram of what weight I want them to lift and when, but the second they walk out there, out of that room, I have no idea what they're doing. A lot of the time they might go off and play basketball in the quad for 45 minutes. They may go off and do a cycling session. They may go play some fixtures of the weekend that I didn't know about. And so really trying to understand exactly what on earth was going on with our youth athletes is probably the first sort of step. If you were to program for anybody, you kind of want to know what they're currently doing, what they want to achieve. And then you've at least got an understanding of point A and point B and how to get there. But at the moment, as far as I understand, certainly my spreadsheet programming capabilities aren't quite there to be able to work out exactly what goes on, or certainly not within the time that I have available to be able to program for these athletes. So yeah, understanding the breadth of their commitments is probably the first and most important problem that Statera looks to be able to solve.
I think that's really important. Like, obviously, you know, having spoken to a lot of guests, you know, I'm thinking about the long-term athlete development discussions I've had with Joe Eisenman around sampling different activities and how, you know, in a best kind of practice scenario, we would have athletes, you know, certainly in that early teens, if they're involved in team sports, that maybe play a racket sport, maybe they're playing hockey, cricket, football, basketball, whatever. So in multiple contexts. So that would theoretically, that would be like best practice. But then also on the back of that, you know, speaking with people like Mandy Johnson and Jay Salter around some of the issues we know about workload and the kind of incidence of growth related injuries and things like that, and how actually they can effectively be related to workload. It doesn't take a genius to think that actually, hang on, if we're asking kids to do 5, 6, 7 different activities, but we know that being overly active or repetitive in the nature of those activities will lead to some issues around, you know, or exacerbate issues around severs, ultimate latters, tendinopathies, etc., then the next kind of, I guess, part of that chain is something like Statera that can tell someone, well, look, this is what the kid's doing at basketball and at football and at cricket. Because the problem is often those stakeholders aren't the same people, are they?
No, and the shared resource is the child essentially at the center of it. But everybody wants their piece of a pie. And certainly when you start to get the aspects of professionalism of sport being involved in the decision-making process. You have a referee for a problem. It really, we don't, certainly the research, we don't have a good understanding of that dose-response relationship, least of all in youth athletes. There's so much going on with them in terms of their development at that point in time that it's almost impossible to know. You know, as I'm sure we've discussed previously, it's a great position to be in, a strength and conditioning coach with teenage boys, because you could do anything and they'll get stronger and faster at the end of it, more or less. And obviously a large proportion of that is down to the maturation and the development of that athlete over that period of time. But trying to quantify exactly what's too much, what's too little is very, very challenging. And from experience, I found there was nothing really out there, certainly within, or anything I was able to create initially through my Excel skills, as I've said before, that would get anywhere close to being able to understand what was going on. So yeah, it's a very complex environment, and I don't think we really have many tools that give us a good understanding of exactly the entirety of what's going on. Steve and I's the company that sits behind Statera, that we sort of incorporated to house the product of Statera, essentially, is called Eddington Solutions. And Stephen's uses something in his training database called Eddington numbers, which are essentially, it's, you know, the physicist was a cyclist as well. And he used these numbers to sort of motivate and measure his training progress. So an Eddington number is, say his Eddington number was 70. It means he's done 70 rides of 70 miles. And obviously that number becomes very difficult to increase, because obviously not all rides will count to being one higher than that sort of number. And one of the things Eddington is famous for saying was something unknown is doing, we don't know what. And I think that's a good example of what's kind of going on in the S&C space, certainly for youth athletes. There's loads going on there that's really quite unknown, and we're not really doing a good job of measuring at the moment. So again, that's one of the reasons we start to put Statera together, to understand the breadth of the commitments, and start to track this a little bit more effectively, so that if there are patterns there that we can identify, we can start to act on them and start making more, more helpful decisions for the athlete involved.
I think there's definitely a need for something like this, because, you know, some people might say, oh, but my kid only plays football. And yes, okay, there's a need for something like this in a multi-sport scenario where perhaps people are playing three or four different sports. But even within a sport, you could have different contexts. You could be playing for the school, you could be playing regionally, you could be playing for an academy team. You know, there's lots of kind of, it's almost like inception with, you know, a sport within a sport within a sport kind of situation where information is not being shared. And I've been in that situation myself as a coach, where, you know, you speak to an athlete who looks tired at the beginning of the session, they say, well, I just had double PE, or we did 4 hours of training last night instead of two because we're doing something different this week, or, you know, and things do get thrown at you at the last minute that aren't communicated, and you don't need to be coaching very long for that sort of thing to happen. So there's definitely a need for something like this. So why go to the hassle of creating your own? Why not just use one of the ones out there that already exists and tracks workload?
Really good question. And joking with you off air about the fact I've asked myself that question many times. Back in November last year, I thought, oh yeah, this app, it won't be far away now. We're doing this. But there's so much that goes into the development of these things. So I'm glad I enjoy the challenge of it. And certainly Stephen does, I hope, as well, because without him, obviously, we wouldn't have much of an app to go with. So why ourselves? Well, I just found there was a need. I really, really think it'd be an extremely useful contribution that we have something that brings together the key things for the athletes involved at this sort of stage of their development. So understanding maturation together with training load, together with daily wellness scores, together with whatever metric you want to measure their training load from. There are plenty of things out there where you can go and create your own spreadsheet on Excel, and there are tutorials on how to do so and create incredibly useful and shiny looking dashboards. But I've just always found that whenever I put something together like that myself, it never quite delivered on what I wanted it to do. And it was just data I was ended up collecting. I never was really able to do much with it. And when you talk about that sort of inception based idea, any essence, well, any coach that you kind of go to, it's probably it's not reasonable to expect them to know all the other commitments that this athlete they're training might have, Now, they definitely probably should do. They should have a good understanding of it. But, you know, if you've got a rugby coach who's got 40 kids turning up to a training session with him, how on earth is he supposed to know what's going on with all these kids? You know, so trying to bring together some of the most important tools was just like the first step I felt that was absolutely needed to kind of, for a tool that was specific to youth athletes. And there wasn't really anything out there that had, you know, you can get a maturation calculator online, okay? But it involves typing in one number at a time and one athlete at a time to tell you what, you know, what their peak height velocity is or where they are, and, you know, in terms of their maturity offset, so on and so forth. So yeah, there wasn't essentially anything that had everything that was the most important in kind of in one place. And that was kind of the starting reason. And Stephen had done a tremendous amount of development on his own training load and training database. And so a lot of that infrastructure and how to bring these different pieces of information together was kind of already there. And so that's why we sort of took the leap for it, essentially, at that point in time. Stephen, now he's employed as a full-time developer somewhere, but he was just finishing up with his degree at the time as well, and looking for sort of a new project to start to deploy his skills upon. And that's where he was like, oh, let's give this a go. And we sort of just started it up, and it became very much a labor of love. But there wasn't anything out there that was specific to the youth population. So that's kind of the why.
Yeah, I definitely echo that. Like, you know, obviously working within the Scottish Rugby setup, we have our own systems, and, you know, a lot of it comes down to programming via Excel, like you mentioned. But, you know, when you use the platforms that are out there, maybe it's, you know, I don't know, Team Builder, Train Heroic, or any of the other kind of, you know, team-based softwares, is that they're usually designed for a professional setting where people have control over that context. You know, there's not a lot of professional players that are also then going to play rugby on the weekend and play basketball on Monday. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a situation that you find yourself in very often with a professional team. But equally, some of those metrics you mentioned around maturation, et cetera, peak height velocity, there's no need for those to be in an adult, you know, software package, because it's irrelevant. So you're absolutely right. And I don't, you know, from my own, again, I might be wrong if someone tells me I'm wrong, but I haven't come across a package that does all those things that are required for this population, like, you know, monitoring some of the growth and maturation statistics, some of the PHV, as well as being able to, you know, inform stakeholders across multiple activities of multiple domains, what's happening with this one person. And at the end of the day, you know, like any resource, physical resources are limited. And, you know, we can't expect athletes to turn up to every single session of the week fresh, regardless of what context it is and who they're coaching for and who they're playing for. And I think there's a real need for something like Statera to come in and fill that gap. So how does Statera solve that problem? How does it provide a solution?
What I thought was the problem initially, and what I thought would be the most challenging part of getting this app developed, wasn't what it was in the end. So, you know, I thought these calculations of maturation and all the different maturation indices that we've got in the application at the moment, you know, when I was putting together my Excel spreadsheets, I was like, oh, bloody hell, these are long numbers, and there's a lot of decimal places here, and making sure these equations and algorithms kind of come together in the right place. I thought that was the complicated thing. Now, when it comes to programming, that's not really that complicated. A computer, you know, just churns these numbers out left, right, and center, and it's kind of fine. Trying to put together an application that was flexible enough, yet ordered enough in order to understand the potential environment or the sort of field of play was the challenging thing. And so, you know, to sort of briefly describe it, you kind of have an organization like a school or, you know, Scottish Rugby or whoever it might be. And within that, they have lots of different things going on, but there are regular events within them. So you've got, you know, Monday practice, Wednesday practice, a school might have Monday games, Wednesday games, Tuesday PE, whatever it might be. So you have these events. Now, an event can be attended by a team. So you might have the first 15 rugby squad go to Wednesday games, but you'll also have the under 16 C team might go to Wednesday games, but it also might be the under 15 B hockey team also go to Wednesday games. And so there are these events, and each individual event has a workout associated with it. And a player might attend one workout, or they might not attend another workout. A player might do an ad hoc workout where they don't, you know, it's not a specific event that's set up or scheduled or timetabled for anybody else. They've just gone in their back garden and done some press-ups or gone for a run at home. And within those, of course, you have measurements that are associated with that workout. You might measure distance covered or high-speed meters run or RPE, and then you've got player measurements as well. So you might have individual metrics associated with just that player, and trying to organize these in a place where once they're inputted, they're then easily, you know, observable, and you can get at them quite easily from a dashboard, essentially, was really the challenging thing. And it's not surprising how quickly it gets very, very complicated, and trying to keep it simple so that anybody who looks at it can have that sort of bird's eye view of what is going on for that athlete. You know, another thing that was an issue is that, like you said, a lot of these pieces of software and application out there are for the professional athlete. There is, you know, if you're being paid however much money a year it is to turn up and train and perform on a pitch or a field of play, then you kind of, it goes without saying that you should be, you know, it's not too difficult to fill in a readiness form and say how you feel on a given day. But these are kids, and it's really common for them to not fill some stuff in. So one of the things we've got in there are this idea of default measurements. So if I know a kid has attended a training session, for example, and it's a Wednesday game session, you know, I can say his RP probably is going to be somewhere between 3 and 6 out of 10 for that, and it's going to have lasted 60 minutes. Personally, I think it's better off having a best guess of at least knowing he'd gone to that training session than going no data recorded. And with all these time series things, if you're looking at training stress balance, or trying to calculate exponentially weighted moving averages of training data and time series stuff that requires, you know, a recording before it and a recording after it for it to give you some sensible data, you know, gaps in the data are really problematic. So one of the things we have is default measures for, again, you can choose which metrics you have a default measure for. You might know that every kid is going to run 3 kilometers in your training session. So you can have these adding in, and at least builds a sort of a best guess scenario of what's been going on for the athlete. The other thing as well, so obviously you have this very complex structure within a given organization. You also get the issue of, certainly with the higher status athletes. So I might have a kid that plays a rugby academy or plays county cricket. You know, they tend to have a higher pressure of training associated with them. And rarely will I ever get meaningful data from, and again, I'm just as guilty. I'm not here sending out loads of data to all these academy coaches either, because again, who's got the time to do this? We're not sharing, and we're not having the same conversations. And we could probably be saving each other a tremendous amount of work if we were all just looking at the same dashboard and going, oh, I didn't realize he was doing that. I imagine you'd set very different sessions that you do if you knew everything that was going on with your athletes. Likewise, I would, you know, the number of times I've come in an early morning gym session and I've had a kid playing cricket the night before, but they only see their county coach once a month. So they get smashed because that coach is scared. They've got to deliver on their job and they've only got 2 hours a month with them. And so you have coaches that can be associated with different organizations, but again, due to sort of data protection, we don't want that coach from whatever rugby squad or cricket team or hockey club being able to see all the data for all the other athletes. So you can give them access to a specific player that's the parents have given permission for that coach to see. And so they can then actually make a bit more of an informed decision. So yeah, the real challenge there was trying to get the infrastructure set up so that it made it possible to be flexible enough to deal with the data we wanted to be dealing with. That's a very long-winded answer, but it's I'm not sure I could have explained it much quicker, unfortunately.
No, I think that's potentially the issue that we have is in a youth scenario that we don't potentially have with the senior is the number of stakeholders. So as you said, you might have a county coach, you might have a club coach, you might have a parent, you might then have, you know, the school coach. Whereas in a professional environment, you probably, they're all in the same department, or they're sharing that data within, you know, in-house, or perhaps to a national team. You know, there's maybe one or two key stakeholders that don't all sit behind the same kind of sphere, if you like. And that's a unique situation in youth sports, is having athletes who are all going out to different places with different coaches and being able to make sure the right people see what they're meant to see and don't see what they're not meant to see. And, you know, that in itself is a bit of a minefield or a Rubik's Cube. So to be able to do that is pretty impressive. So we've already mentioned coaches, but who else is the app for? Can parents potentially, you know, get a viewpoint on this as almost like a bit of a mini performance manager, essentially? Or
Yeah, I mean, I've had headaches over thinking of what data do you present to parents? Because again, you know, when you talk about health and wellness and performance, everybody's got a different idea of what those terms mean anyway. And you certainly don't want an overzealous parent, you know, looking at a training stress balance chart going, oh, we'll just push that chronic training load up higher. We can get him in the NFL as soon as possible, or whatever it might be. So yeah, parents are certainly they are the most important stakeholder in the process behind the athlete, basically. They're the one that have the purse strings. They make the decisions. They're the one that ferry them around from training and practice and so on and so forth. And so it's accessible, obviously, by the parent. They'll see a sort of similar output to that of the athlete. And, you know, one of the ideas we've toyed with is sort of a model that is essentially reinforcing the behaviors you want. So that the more compliant an athlete is in looking after their well-being and their and checking in with their training appropriately, the more the app will essentially unlock for them. And in terms of the data metrics, it's kind of earning the right to even look at, you know, what their, you know, I throw it out with a pinch of salt, you know, their acute chronic workload ratio might be. You know, they don't need to know that until, you know, they've demonstrated they can turn up to practice, you know, 2 years in a row and actually, you know, punch the card as they needed to. So yeah, parents are obviously involved, athletes and coaches, and giving, you know, the right coaches within an organization that ability to be able to see what else that athlete is doing. Because of course, you know, I might be doing an S&C session for a kid who's playing hockey, is also playing cricket that same term, or doing training for both of them. And it's important that both coaches can see that, I can see that, the parent can see that. And actually, when that then starts to eliminate the difference in opinion of what people think is going on. You can say, look, I'm looking at this page and you're looking at exactly the same page. And this is what this boy has done, or this girl has done. And this is what we think might be the risks or the problems with that, or the benefits of that situation. And then at least you kind of have a level playing field. And at the moment, it's very much, you know, these different agendas and different understandings and different levels of knowledge. Even things as simple as maturation, I think is, you know, we always get caught in this echo chamber as S&C coaches. We talk to each other about it. We listen to podcasts about it, but we need to explain it to other people really, really effectively and articulate ourselves for them to understand why we're making these decisions, to sort of help give the athlete the middle of it the best chance.
So how would those people who, you know, have access to something like Statera, how would they use it? Is that a phone app, a desktop? Is it an exported report? What would it look like to the person who's just kind of starting?
So at the moment, it is just a web application. So you would access from your desktop. It's not a fancy looking app in that sense. So essentially, if you accessed it on your phone, you'd be able to see pretty much what you see on our desktop. And again, the implications of developing an application for mobiles is essentially you have to develop it twice, once for the Apple products and once for the Android ones. And of course, that then creates a tremendous amount of work and requirement of developers to have the knowledge to be able to do it for both, and stuff I don't even want to know about. So yeah, at the moment it's just a web application. You know, if we're multimillionaires in a couple of years' time, of course we'd consider putting it out to the phones. But at the moment, the main tool is really for the coaches to begin with. And as we continue to develop and make sure like everything we've got in place is important and working well, then we'll start to open it out so that, you know, that the players have a better interaction with the application. At the moment, you know, essentially as a coach, you'd be able to request a recording. So if you didn't have access to them, you say, well, I still want you to give me your height and your weight, for example, when we can keep tracking these things. You know, again, taking a hit on perhaps the accuracy of the measure, maybe if you're asking them to do sort of these self-report measures. But again, you know, I'd much rather know a reasonable guesstimate of an athlete's height and weight to record their maturation and not having a clue as to whether they've grown or not in that given time. And so you can set that up, and obviously on their page they'd see, okay, coach has asked for RP for this session, they've asked for their you know, we use, for example, we've got the Oslo Sports Trauma Research Center questionnaire on there. So for example, you might record that weekly, for example, with a pupil that you were interested in really knowing about what's going on. But again, if you're just working with a school and there's a kid in PE that, you know, there's no performance associations there at all, unless you want them to understand and learn about development of chronic and acute injuries, you're probably not sending them the Oslo Sports Performance Research Questionnaire because it's not that relevant. You might just want them to record their injury as they've got it and understanding where their load was at that point in time. So at the moment, it's predominantly a coach's tool, but certainly the goal is to be able to obviously open up the access to the athlete and the parents, and the complicated one, extra coaches from outside the organization to just that player, so they can see, you know, if they've got a real hot prospect at your school or wherever it might be, this is exactly what that kid's doing. And then you get, you know, it just opens out and it saves so much work instead of you then having to have a conversation and kind of go, okay, and what did you do on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday? And again, of course, an athlete forgets this sort of stuff. They're, you know, they're busy teenagers with lives to get on with. And so, you know, it's just saves a tremendous amount of time and workload on that front as well.
So you've obviously mentioned default measures if an athlete doesn't input data. So presumably, as you said, a coach, you know, requests inputs for the sessions throughout a week. An athlete would then enter their RPE or whatever other measures you're monitoring. And if that, you know, then isn't entered, there's a default kind of mechanism that springs into place and allows data to be propagated for that session. And then I'm assuming over the course of weeks, months, et cetera, you're getting a better visual on how training load is progressing or fluctuating week to week, month to month, et cetera.
Yeah, no, definitely. And of course, you're not going to ask for a default measure of height or their weight because what you know, that's not going to give you any useful information. So one of the fancier things in the software, essentially the application, is that you've got all these different interpolation methods. So for example, when you don't have data between things, you can choose how you interpolate the missing data. You would only ask for certain things. There are system measures, and we've put in we've got nearly 90 system measures at the moment. So, you know, it might be 10 meter, 5 meter acceleration, 10 meter fly, whatever it might be. We've got a whole load of things I could think of the sort of my head. And I asked a few other coaches around to, you know, what measures they like to use, but you can record any measure you want, and you can state whether you want it to be a default measure or you want it to be a recorded measure. And then on top of that, of course, there are these calculated measures. So for example, you submit the height and the weight, and you know the parent's stature, you know, it'll give you the Camus Roche output from that. Likewise, if you haven't got sitting height in there, you're not going to get Mirwald, but if you put that data point in, it will then do its best guess to kind of work out what you can from these sort of maturation indices. So you entirely can choose, and there's a lot of reasonably powerful stuff we can do with once the data's in there. Being able to understand trends for teams, individuals, and, you know, you might want to see, you know, what their chronic training load was, along with their Oslo Sports Trauma Research Questionnaire severity score and their enjoyment of training, all on the same graph. And that's easy to chart. You can literally go pick that athlete. You can then have a second athlete on the other side of it and go, okay, let's see how these two compare. So it's a really nice tool, especially for coaches, to kind of start to look at sort of patterns. And again, that could be a really educational tool. You sit there with the athlete and go, okay, well, this is what happened to your sleep when you were doing this much training. And what do you make of that? And then you can take it from there, whichever direction you want to go in. And another thing we're looking at, another thing we sort of have available in there is, I've lost my train of thought entirely there. There's too much stuff in there for me. My head can't block it out. Yeah, lost it. Okay, it's gone. Let's just leave that one.
Not a problem. So what stage are we at in terms of Statera now? Like, obviously, you said, you know, things have been perhaps a bit slower than you initially thought this time last year. We've obviously done some beta testing. So what's next in the development of Statera in the kind of next few months?
So we're running through some phases of testing at the moment. And the next step essentially will be to launch it for a small group of individuals or organizations or coaches that want to start using it with their athletes, and to really get as much feedback from them as to what works and what doesn't. Again, the way I do things might not be the way other coaches do stuff. I think that the fundamental understanding of having like your wellness scores in there, your daily readiness, the injury tracking, the maturation and the workload management are the kind of the key ingredients. So what gives some people some time to go through it and work through it. I've also just remembered what I wanted to say before, but I'll come back to that maybe. So a small group of athletes and coaches working with the app and seeing how it comes along and just taking that feedback on board to make it as good as it can be. And also just testing our systems in terms of the servers and stuff, you know. As I said to you sort of off air, say someone comes along and say, I want to put 2,000 athletes onto this. You know, we need to make sure that that's going to work and work effectively, the same number of 10 athletes or 100 athletes or 2,000 athletes on there all at the same time. So that'll be the next step, a small group of interested parties kind of doing that sort of first phase of live testing. to continue to improve the app, basically. And that we're looking for that and start a new year.
So is that something that, that people could kind of stick their hand out for? Is that something you're going to seek out particular individuals for?
Yeah, certainly. So please do head over to the website, statera.uk, and just contact myself or Stephen there through either just the expression of interest link or the contact page, just saying, hi, I'm really interested, like the app, if you do, or you want to give it a go. I'll happily to give you a Zoom call and sort of walk you through kind of what we have so far, what the application looks like. And then you can make the decision from there if you want to give it a trial, and we'll see where we are. But yeah, there's certainly a few interested parties already. So yeah, please do put your hand up if you're interested in giving things a go.
So you've already mentioned the website. Is there anywhere else that other people can follow the development and follow any updates that are being released?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook as well. Just search Statera TSB on there, and also on Twitter, which is at Statera TSB, and sort of tweet and engage with youth athlete training load, maturation, injury themes on there through that Twitter handle as well. Yeah, please encourage to connect and start the conversations, because obviously the more people that know about it, the better. Hopefully we can all become as practitioners and improving in the field.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Andy. And obviously we'll keep tabs on this moving forward. It's definitely something that I'm personally interested in with my own athletes privately. And I know other coaches, the likes of Andy Woodward, et cetera, have reached out to you already. So I'm excited to see what this next phase brings. And I know that, you know, once any kind of teething problems and bugs are worked out, this is going to be a very useful tool for a lot of schools and clubs and coaches in our situation. So thanks for what you're doing, because I think it's really going to provide a solution for a lot of people.
No problem at all. And just hope everybody enjoys the app when it comes out.
If you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could do two simple things for us. First, if you could share this episode with another coach, teacher, or parent. And secondly, if you could leave a podcast review on your chosen podcast platform. This helps us get this resource out to more people like you who will benefit from this information. I'm gonna tell you no matter.